Talk Live. It's your show, and we launch in hour number two of the program. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts on Gene Ray. If you've missed out on the first hour of the show, if you're just tuning in right now, you'll want to go later tonight to freetalklive.com and grab the archive. Of course, we'll cut out the Gene Ray interview specifically, and that will be archived permanently on the website. No, we don't believe in what Gene Ray has to say. He's a crazy old man, but he's a nice old man, and I feel kind of bad about doing that particular hour. Do you feel bad about that at all, Mark?
Not one bit.
Why?
It was great. It was awesome. And if you there's little nuggets of gold in what Gene Ray says. If you listen, he's clearly an eccentric. That's obvious. But he's not completely nuts.
Well, I like what our board op actually had to say. He sent me this instant message during the interview. He says, "I have to believe that at one point in time, Gene made sense and had some insightful points to make, but then his logic just got mixed up with God knows what." And, of course, we're talking about Gene Ray from TimeCube.com. If you've been to TimeCube.com, you know exactly what this guy is all about. It's just a rambling, it's the most rambling, probably the longest website you've ever seen. You know how some websites, they just go on for several pages? Well, Gene Ray's goes on for seemingly ever.
Yeah.
And by the way, his email address is down at the very bottom of that page. So if you want to get in touch with Gene, that's the way to do it. But it's been kind of an interesting development. I mean, if you go to TimeCube.com and you look at the first page or two, he talks about this competing website that's out there, CubicAO.tk. And I've been looking into this guy's site, this CubicAO, and mm-hmm. First thing I thought was, this is a parody. This is something that, you know, it's somebody else out there pretending like they believe in the Time Cube. But then as I continued to dig further into it, I became more and more convinced that the guy behind CubicAO is also a believer in the Time Cube. Like, he believes what Gene Ray has to say and is sort of a follower of Gene Ray. The guy is either that or he is just brilliant at how he has managed to fool people, because there's a message board there that has, this dude has over 5,000 posts defending TimeCube. Like, he spends all his free time defending TimeCube and promoting the idea. So it's almost as though he really believes in it. Perhaps Gene Ray really isn't the only one. And so that's just kind of amazing on its own. The guy actually did go to Gene Ray's house in Georgia. He flew all the way from Australia with a video camera and taped just hours of talking with Gene Ray. Hmm. And what really gave it away to me, because there are some instances where he looks at the camera in sort of a knowing way as though he doesn't really believe Gene. But then I thought to myself, well, maybe he's looking at the camera that way because he's crazy. And then what cinched it for me was when Gene Ray's granddaughter showed up unexpectedly at Gene's house, and this guy's there with his video camera, right? Gene Ray's granddaughter now. She's a nice-looking young lady.
Okay.
Gene Ray has some good DNA in him, okay? And this young lady, this is like Georgia, it's summertime, she's wearing short shorts. She comes into the house to see her granddad, right? He's got the video camera trained on Gene. Like, he doesn't even notice the existence of this attractive young lady there. And I thought to myself, this guy is really into TimeCube. He really believes this stuff. So it's just amazing. So go to Gene Ray's website at TimeCube.com. You'll see what he's all about. And then go explore the other guy's site to see if you think I'm right on this. Is he really crazy or is he just a genius? I don't know. But if he really stole Gene Ray's books like Gene suggested, then he's a
scumbag. I think I'm the other guy.
No. Gene Ray, Gene was talking about the guy from the other website. He came to his house with a video camera and stole some books.
I thought he was talking about somebody from Kentucky.
No, from Australia. He stole some books.
I swear he's talking about two different people.
Maybe he was. Maybe he picked up on something I didn't. But either way, it's the CubicAO website that Gene is trashing on his website. So he's very upset at that guy. And I think it's because he believes he stole his work.
Yeah.
So if he really did, then shame on him, and that's awful, an awful thing to do. I'm absolutely serious.
Stole his work or stole his books? Because you wouldn't care if he stole his
work. Well, he has a shed full of books out in the back. No, I mean, it's his books. He writes down all kinds of... I mean, if you think TimeCube.com is a big website, one of the things in the videos is he goes out back with Gene. He leaves his house, goes down some stairs, goes out in the backyard, and there's a shed out there full of manuscripts. A shed just stacked full of paperwork about TimeCube. It's just years and years of his collections writing about this craziness.
Well, my favorite part about TimeCube.com is that if you printed out the front page of it, it must be 20 feet long of rambling craziness. Within single rotation, four corner days proves one day one God is taught evil. Believer is far more evil than a false God. For Google cut back my sight from,
just on and on.
But at the very bottom of the page is a big next page button.
There's more.
You can go on and see the next page. I mean, is there something on the internet that doesn't allow it to just ramble on and on and on the first page, Ian?
He does.
What made him decide to break the page there?
I don't know. It's just amazing. Well, and you can actually look. He must make the decision at some point, because if you actually search for free talk... as one word, not free space, but if you find free talk, he has us listed from the last time we had him on. So we're like 3/4 of the way down the page from our last interview 2 years ago. So it kind of gives you a good idea of how much he writes on there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always constantly adding to his website. Anyway, interesting stuff.
It's good stuff.
Fascinating man. And I wanted to have him back on before he croaks. He just turned 80 this year, and you know we've got a limited time left with Gene Ray, so I wanted to have him back.
There's some other ramblings at the bottom of the second page. Is that you can see all you can go on and see why all clock faces are wrong.
That's important.
He's going to debunk Greenwich time. Something called pandemic mind control. The power above God. It's
also
awesome.
The page is copyrighted, so be very careful how you utilize it. 1-800-259-9231, so you can bring up anything. It is the Saturday edition. Anything goes, as always. We're in normal mode now, so we go to your calls. Let's talk to Dan in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dan.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, recently my local police department has been involved in yet another scandal.
Hmm.
Now, this has been going on for years, that they just keep getting caught doing, just corrupt stuff between, stealing, using the computer systems to look up information about women to have a better chance of picking them up.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, four of them were caught on duty, hanging out with prostitutes.
Uh-oh.
So
were they hanging out with prostitutes or doing a little something more than that?
Well, they weren't quite through that yet when they were caught, but it was getting there.
Yeah.
So, the whole town has been in an uproar about this, and I was hanging out around town when, the news Channel 8 van came by and started asking me a few questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, they started off by saying, are you surprised that this happened? And given past events, I just simply said no. I'm not surprised at this. I don't think it's going to be the last time it's going to happen. And
absolutely.
Whatever. And, she seemed shocked when I answered like that, because apparently all the other people in town thought otherwise. But so next thing I know, it gets aired, which I'm happy about. It was pretty exciting for me. But yesterday I was once again going to CVS, just hanging out around town, and I go to get my car, and a cop car pulls up right behind my car, so I can't back out, and I'm stuck there.
Wait a minute, before you go on, how big is this town that you live in?
Not very big at all. It's just a small white suburban town.
How many people live there? How many thousand people?
I'm not 100%, honestly.
You can't give us a roundabout? You don't know the general population?
You can tell me the name of it, and I'll look it up on Google.
Yeah.
Madison, Connecticut.
Okay, very good. So what happens? Cop pulls up behind you, blocks you in, you said?
Yeah. And, I get out of my car wondering, what the hell is going on, because I haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, the cop just tells me, stay where I am, blah, blah, blah. And he simply just comes up and tells me, he goes, that was a pretty entertaining little interview you got on the news there.
I want you to tell the rest of the story here in a moment. Hang on, if you will. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I wouldn't have been shocked by that. Cops are out of control in this country. In fact, we'll talk about how the Amish taxis are apparently being cracked down upon by the government here in a little bit. And your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live. More with Dan coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an Ionic Foot Spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the Ionic Cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, and they include the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com. Actually, I got a testimonial from Jason from SACL CAI. Says he's lost 25 pounds.
Didn't he say he can actually fit into the Free Talk Live t-shirt now, the XXXL or whatever one?
There you go.
All right, we go to your phone calls. Back to Dan in Connecticut. Now, Dan, you were telling us you live in Madison down there. And did a little research during the break. You've got about 18,000 people, 17,000 people living there in Madison. So it's a relatively small place, as you were saying. And you apparently appeared on the news after the police had been caught doing some nasty things with prostitutes. And you were asked by the news media if you were surprised. And you answered in the negative, in that you were used to hearing about police corruption, and so this was not a surprise to you. And then you were a bit surprised, actually, when the police decided to box you in at a shopping center a couple days or a day or so later. What was the rest of your story there? Go ahead and pick that up when they boxed you in.
Well, so he boxes me in. I get out of my car. He tells me to stay where I am, very stern, like I was at all any type of threat.
Mm.
And he tells me to put my hands on the trunk of my car. So I'm sitting there asking questions, of which, of course, he isn't answering. And he just leans in close, right up close to my ear, and just tells me, "We're watching you. Look out."
Wow.
And, you know, it's not necessarily unnerving, because I expect that kind of, you know, low-cut tactics from the police department, but, you know, are they even trying anymore to, you know, act respectable, and is it just going all to hell?
I don't think they're it doesn't seem like they're trying very hard. These people are nothing more than common thugs. Now, there are some good guys out there, but it seems to be that seems to me, at least, that the safe bet is if you're dealing with a cop, odds are very good that he's a rogue cop and he is just like the guys you're dealing with, or just like the scumbag cop in, Baltimore? Was it Baltimore with that? No.
I think so.
Baltimore. Where the cop stole the skateboard from the 14-year-old skater and wrestled him to the ground, choked him, beat him up a bit. In fact, interestingly enough, another video has come out of that one particular cop harassing a street artist who was playing with an RC car in the street. He kicks the RC car and is just generally a jerk all around. So, yeah, none of this is surprising, and it's still scary, though. I mean, these people are dangerous. Are you concerned that they're going to take more action with you?
Well, perhaps, but unless they, you know, plant drugs on me or something like that, I'm pretty much safe, because I don't really do anything illegal ever. I don't even, you know, speed, for Christ's sake. But, you know, it's just unsettling knowing that, you know, I have, you know, the local police department looking after me in case I do anything wrong, which is just more of an inconvenience more than anything.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, as you say, they won't make something up that you did and try to bring you in on that, because these people, they really can get away with murder. I'm not suggesting that's what's going to happen to you, but They could do it almost whatever they want
There does seem to be a different sort of set of rules for law enforcement officers, unfortunately.
Sure does. Thank you for the call and the story tonight. And I highly recommend that if you haven't joined, seriously, look into the Free State Project. At least up here, we are critiquing the government, we're critiquing the police, and none of that has happened yet, to my knowledge. Plus, if it did, you'd actually have some activists up here to back you up in the event that something awful were to occur. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We'll tell you a little bit more about the Free State Project here in a little bit, but it's a wonderful movement of liberty-loving activists all moving to the same state, which is our very own New Hampshire here. 800-259-9231. Continuing, Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm sorry, I need to get off.
Sorry. Bye. 800-259-9231. Speaking of a police story, here's one from Ryan. He emails in, "I generally try to play by the rules, and in April of last year, I paid my license registration fees in order to get my registration and license plate tabs for my car. The check was cashed, but my registration papers never came. I wrote letters, sent phone messages, none of which were ever acknowledged. I finally had had enough of my time wasted and forgot the issue, hoping I could go on until the next renewal cycle, which would hopefully result in actually getting my registration sent to me."
That sounds crazy.
You mean hoping?
Yeah.
That they got it right?
Yeah, that seems unlikely. I mean, how are you going to drive without getting pulled over by a police officer for a year?
I understand.
That's the one thing they really look for. They really look for your plate being registered.
But what do you do? Drive to the state capitol?
I don't know what you do. But
I mean, he called. He wrote letters. What do you do? What else can you do?
Well, forgetting it, I don't know.
If the bureaucrats aren't going to return your calls.
Here's what you do. You put a little sign in the back of your car window that says, the bureaucrats won't give me a new registration. And then you keep copies of the letters and pieces of paper with you in the car.
That would probably be a good idea. Yeah, that would probably be a good one.
Look, what do you want me to do, man?
And they say you should send them registered mail, too, right? Doesn't that somehow guarantee something?
Guarantees that somebody puts a signature on a piece of paper.
Yeah. Anyway, that way they can't say they didn't get your mail if you send it registered mail. Just a suggestion. He goes on with this story. In December, I finally got pulled over on the freeway for expired registration. I explained the situation to the California Highway Patrol drone, and naturally, he was less than interested in my story.
Mm-hmm.
He made sure to explain to me what a nice guy he was for not towing my property to the impound lot, since he had that prerogative if he wished to impose it. So he writes me up with a ticket for correction and explains to me that all I have to do is get my tabs and then show some authority figure that all was in order and sign my ticket as being corrected. Shortly thereafter, I get the official notice in the mail with a little section where my daddy government can sign that my papers are in order, along with an envelope to mail it in, and the $10 I was being charged for inconveniencing them. So I resume my quest for license tabs, finally having to take a day off from work to go down to the DMV with a copy of my canceled check to convince them that I'd done everything they asked and was entitled to my tabs. They told me they'd mail them to me.
Nice of them.
According to the notice in the mail, I had until February 4th to get myself straightened out and get the paperwork to them before I was eligible for arrest. Well, the tabs finally came in the mail on February 1st. What luck, I thought. I still had 3 days to remain a free person. I put the tabs on, and on Monday, I headed down to the police station to have the important people sign off on my little problem. After waiting in a line of zero people, that's right, I waited behind the yellow line by myself for 10 minutes while the female police clerk / receptionist finished up whatever she was doing on her police computer without even acknowledging my presence. Customer service is not there for
you. No, it's certainly not. When it comes to bureaucrats, they don't have to serve you. They're in charge, and there's a monopoly on what they do. There's a monopoly on forcing you to get a little sticker on the back of your license plate,
which means you'll wait until they're ready to deal with you.
If you don't do it, they'll send a guy with a gun out to give you a ticket, and if you don't pay the ticket, they'll drag your car away and put you in jail.
Right. You can't tell the cop, hey, I waited 20 minutes in your lobby and no one came to talk to me.
Yeah, the customer service stinks with you people, so I'm through with you. You can't do that.
So, finally, after 10 minutes of standing there by himself, she finally acknowledges his presence, and he finally got to give her his sign-off sheet and the ticket. She looked it over and decided that... We'll continue the story in moments. 800-259-9231. You don't think it's going to end here, do you? 800-259-9231. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowegisacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it is your live Saturday edition of the program. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Those, by the way, include live streams, broadband and dial-up versions of the show. Two sizes will fit virtually any internet connection. Head on over and grab them up. Enjoy them at freetalklive.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk. We continue the email and then jump into your calls. It's from Ryan. He had a bit of an issue last year with his registration. He paid his fee. The check was cashed, but he never got his updated registration papers from the government. He wrote letters. He made phone calls, and they never bothered returning them. So he was sort of in limbo about what to do. Then months later, he finally got pulled over for the expired registration. He gets a ticket for correction where he has to get his registration and then show them to some authority figure to sign the ticket to invalidate it and so he could get on with his life. Well, he finally got his tabs in the mail, you know, a month later, just days before there would be a warrant placed for his arrest, okay?
Right, like 3 days.
Right. So then he goes down to the office where he's supposed to go, the DMV or whatever, to get this ticket signed so it could all be squared away.
Well, after standing in line for over 10 minutes, though there was no one actually in the line in front of him, he was just standing there as the bureaucrat played solitaire on her computer or something. She finally decided to get up and talk to him when he then gave her the sign-off sheet and the ticket. She looked it over and decided that the wrong checkbox had been checked by the California Highway Patrolman at the time that the ticket was written, and that therefore she couldn't process my correction. I asked if this was a mistake on his part, and she agreed that it was.
What's that got to do with anything?
I asked her what was I supposed to do, and she only shrugged her shoulders. I started getting a little agitated as I had to get the forms in the mail that day, and this got the attention of a larger officer at another desk. He came over and naturally wasn't about to contradict the first ruling on my situation, and finally claimed I'd schedule a court date. Here's where an arrest almost happened. Oh, I said, is that what you'd do? I don't have the kind of job where I can take days and days off to drive two counties over in order to deal with this mess in which I played no part to begin with. Ironically, I need to be at work where I can generate the tax dollars to keep this whole cluster F operating.
That went well.
He says I didn't use the abbreviated term in my diatribe and was very clearly informed that my time at the police station was at an end, and that if I didn't leave immediately, I was about to be arrested. I should have mentioned that they might as well have arrested me anyway, since in a matter of hours I would be a fugitive for my gross disregard for vehicle registration laws. He says, I don't even know what I'm going to do at this point. I'm thinking of just writing a letter explaining the entirety of the situation and enclosing it in the envelope with my $10, the blank sign-off, a copy of my registration, picture of my license plate, and hoping for the best. This only goes to show, no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do to appease the ridiculous bureaucrats that we've allowed to take over, you can't win, and you can't even break even. Everyone is a target. I'm as straight-laced as they come. I pay my taxes, follow their rules, and this is still the result. 1-800-259-9231. What would you do in that situation, Mark?
I don't even know.
He's out of ideas.
I guess that I would keep with me a packet of the information that I had. Do what he had said. Send them as much information as he can. Including the pictures and all that other stuff. And just go from there. Hey, every time you deal with a cop, look, man, this is what I've had to deal with. You people are nuts.
It's really crazy. And the government, as it keeps getting bigger and more bureaucratic, more of this stuff will happen. So people believe that, well, I don't have anything to hide, so what should I be concerned about? Or government's out there to protect me and keep me safe. They believe just this nonsense about the government. And the fact is, as he's pointing out, you can be as straight-laced as they come and still get caught up in the bureaucratic nonsense that rules our lives and possibly become a fugitive. This man could have a warrant out for his arrest in the next...
Having done nothing.
Right. And it's actually been several days since he sent the email. So, at this point, he may have a warrant out for his arrest.
Yeah, who's to know?
Maybe we'll never hear an update from him because he'll spend the next year in a jail cell. Anything can happen.
I don't think the bureaucrats would care at all if he did.
When it comes to these arbitrary rules and regulations,
and that's really the problem with our system is nobody who's involved in this system pays any price.
There's no accountability.
The only one who pays a price is the guy on the end, the user, the citizen.
Right.
The bureaucrat that screwed up his registration in the first place doesn't pay a price. The cop who made a mistake on this ticket doesn't pay a price.
Nope.
The bureaucrat standing behind the counter that said, "Whoa, looks like the cop made a mistake. I can't do anything with it." She doesn't pay a price. The bureaucrat who came over and said, "I'll not have you making huffy noises in our in our office anymore. Get out, citizen." He doesn't pay a price. Nobody pays a price. But the poor guy who just wants to get his vehicle registration, he's willing to pay. He's done everything, and the bureaucrats have done nothing but screw it up.
He just wants to get on with his life. That's all.
Accountability. This is what the problem is. The bureaucrats should be twice as accountable for the rules as we should.
But they never
will. Every time they make a mistake, they should go to jail.
They should
pay fines.
Never going to happen.
It's never going to happen because it's their system.
Right.
They are our masters. We are their servants. They call this a free country, and it's a damn lie, people.
It's a big prison.
It's a very nice prison, a great prison. You can buy all kinds of great stuff and do all kinds of great things. But if you think for a second that you can stand up to the bureaucrat masters, You are mistaken.
Well, I think I can, and some of the people in here in the New Hampshire Free State Project think we can. In fact, we are going to make that stand, and we'll see what happens.
Often they get put in jail cells, things, unfortunately.
Right. Things are going to get very interesting here. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Mark in Indianapolis, giving him another shot here, listening on WXNT. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry about that a minute ago. My phone just went bad for some reason.
That's all right. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I had a question. Is there a punchline for the reason you guys had the guest on the show?
What, Gene Ray? The first hour?
Is there something you're trying to... The reason we had him on was because...
Just fun.
He's lots of fun.
It's fun. He's a crazy old man.
Okay, I don't know if there's... you're trying to...
Something deeper?
No, he's just nuts and fun to talk to.
Nothing deeper.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I want to bring up something, too. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of... you might have talked about it on the show. It started, like 2 or 3 years ago. It's a set of man-made islands off the coast of the... Middle East of Dubai.
Dubai, right? Which one?
Which one, the El Mundo
right, or whatever? Palm Island.
Arabic name, I think, but it's called the Palm Sails. One of them's in the shape of the Earth, you know, and all the continents.
Right, that's El Mundo.
Right, and there's two or three others. One they're building right now is in the shape of, like, the universe or the planets.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that one. Okay.
Yeah, and there's another one, too. And I was showing some friends on the Internet about this, the website in general and videos on it. And they were just stunned by it, and they're like, wow, I can't believe, you know, this is going on over there. They're building this. And they're like, I wonder why it's not going on here. And I was like, well, you know, there's certain geographic and scientific reasons why, you know, getting up all the sand in the ocean and piling on top of, you know, more sand is probably why we can't do it. But I was like, there's another reason. It's really really business-friendly over there. The government is, I guess they got no corporate taxes over there, no income tax, no trade barriers. No minimum wage laws, and I'm like, we have those to the hilt here. There's no way they could do that here, you know?
Yeah, and you know, most of the money, from what I understand, comes from the one of the princes of Dubai, or the king of Dubai, or the sheikh of Dubai, or whatever it is. And, you know, so of course he's not going to put any rules and, you know, legislation on himself.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah, they said, I was looking up on the internet on the Economic Index Freedom, or Index for Economic Freedom, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they said it's a pretty good place for, you know, there's, of course, some probably minor civil liberty issues and property rights. But other than that, for taxing reasons, it's really conducive. That's why they're building skyscrapers left and right over there now.
Yeah, there's some pretty serious civil liberty issues over there. We talked last week about how people were getting arrested for having a speck of marijuana on their shoe and spending 4 years in jail. So sort of like Singapore. Singapore also one of the more free, economically free countries. You can't even chew gum in the street in Singapore. Thanks for the call tonight, Mark. 800-259-9231. You gotta have liberty all around.
Yep.
Personal and economic freedoms. Otherwise, you just have partial tyranny. And if you have partial tyranny, you might as well have full-on tyranny. 800-259-9231. Your calls about whatever's on your mind. If you make them, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll free line is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Also, to get all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and more original products, go to store.freetalklive.com and load up your shopping cart with all kinds of great stuff. That's store.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Kevin?
Oh, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys, listening to that email over the break there made me think of the time when, well, just a little background. I have Gulf War illness, I'm in a wheelchair, and I'm blind. And we got a ticket from the city because our grass was too long.
Oh, geez.
We got a warning, and then the following week we got a $100 ticket. And it was during the time when my wife or my child was sick, and my wife couldn't go and mow the lawn, and she caught them coming and putting a little door hanger on our doorknob, giving us a warning.
See, and people think that the government's there to help you. No, they're not there to help you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and just thinking of that, the ridiculous things that we had to go through to try to get rid of that, and we couldn't get rid of it. That's the whole thing. And even in my situation, being a disabled veteran, that they're going to fine me $100 because, and it wasn't even that the grass was longer. It was because we had a couple dandelions that exceeded the 8-inch mark.
You're killing me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't let it go. You explained to them your situation, and they didn't care.
No. They don't, of course. And it was just obvious, just like with the last email. But the reason that I was calling was because of the police. Now, I'm 40 years old now, And I remember as a child when on the door of the police car, it used to say, to protect and serve.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time anybody has seen that?
Oh, it's all over the place. I saw it. It's all over the place. I saw it today on a billboard, as a matter of fact. They still claim that. But you know, what you have to understand, Kevin, is what they mean is to protect and serve the state, to protect and serve the government. It's not you and I, and it's always been that way. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Lou in Florida.
Hey, Lou.
Actually, we have two Lous on the line. We're going to the first Lou. Lou, listening on WFTL. Hello.
Lou? Hello?
Lou number one. Hello, Lou.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
Yeah,
your name?
Concerning the guy with the ticket and the registration problems.
Yeah.
I'm a tractor trailer driver for about 18 years. Anytime you get any kind of ticket summons, you got to go to the ticket lawyer because that's like having a friend inside the courtroom. Any problems, anything that's got to be changed or altered, they know what buttons to push, and you'll save yourself a lot of trouble. Most people think they can do it themselves, but you will always run into a problem or a snag.
Interesting point from a professional, by the way, someone who has to deal, I mean, as a professional driver, you've got to deal with unending levels of government regulation.
It's incredible what they go. They even have commercial divisions in some states that are specifically designed to go out after the tractor trailer guys.
Exactly. I find it very interesting. I work for the federal government now, driving a truck.
Ew.
And amazing how what you would have done in a private vehicle, that what you do in a federal vehicle, that they look the other way.
Yeah, the old double standard.
Exactly.
So what else was on your mind tonight, Lou?
That's about it. Just want to let everybody know it's worth it to go pay the ticket lawyer, and you'll come out ahead in the long run.
There you go. Thanks for the suggestion. I'm sure that that guy will take it very seriously, and we appreciate the call. Let's try the second Lou calling from WFTL in Florida. Hello.
Yeah, are you sure that guy in the first hour wasn't Ron Paul? Was that Ron Paul?
That's not Ron Paul.
No,
don't laugh at his jokes.
Yeah, no, he's trying to be funny. You know, and he's got a talk radio career ahead of him if he tries.
Now, listen, I have another point. I want to switch the subject a little bit about policing, but not on a local level, on a national level.
Okay.
Do any of you guys have money in Wall Street?
No. Yes.
No, you don't? No investments at all?
Yeah, I do, yes.
Okay, now, do you trust the Wall Street bankers with your money?
Well, I trust my broker. I know. Here's what I believe: that the banking system is obviously set up to benefit the bankers, but there's benefits to be wrought for the individual.
Generically speaking, I don't trust them. That we have to have some type of oversight over those people?
Well, as long as they're not stealing, they are stealing.
You know they're stealing. I know
right.
They're stealing.
Well, they're stealing because, but remember, they are the ones that have all the money, and their money buys them the politicians that allow them to steal.
But,
it buys them the police and the FEC and all that other stuff that allows them to steal.
They are right.
Mark, you're the one with the money, right?
I got a few bucks.
Okay, now seriously speaking, would you do away with the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission?
Yeah, I would.
You would do away with it.
Yeah, I think that the reason is because it's just set up so that some bankers are able to scam you and get away with it, whereas other bankers aren't, you know.
But you're saying you would allow the big Wall Street firms to police themselves without regulation.
No. What you have to understand, Lou, is that without government around to provide us with their so-called protection, we would have third-party organizations that would certify
Give me an example of a country that has a third-party oversight over their stock exchange. Give me an example in the real world, not in the
There is no world. Need for that. Well, I can give you an example of third-party certification. They're all over the place. Underwriters Laboratories is an excellent example of a voluntary organization that gets involved and certifies the safety of electronic products like your toaster that you have in your kitchen, for instance. That's not a government organization.
No,
that's a private organization.
No, but we're talking about, I'm talking monetarily, in a financial situation.
I understand, Lou. Let's see if you can extrapolate this. I'm giving you a real-life example of a third-party certification organization. I'm telling you that in the absence of government regulation, third-party certification would pop up for the financial markets because of demand, because people want to know that they're safe.
Who would enforce the laws?
Consumers. There would be no law.
Merrill Lynch decided that they want to take your money, and they scam you out of your money, which they do to a lot of people. You have to admit that.
I'm not going to level any charges at Merrill Lynch specifically.
Okay, well, they do it a lot. They scam people. They put them into improper investments.
I had an account with Merrill Lynch, and I enjoyed the entire process.
Okay.
But
very quickly, though.
No. Before you go on, here is how it is done. If somebody has a complaint, somebody takes that complaint to court. If the court finds that, in fact, the company has
a government court?
Well, in my case, yes, I do believe in government courts.
I would say arbitration.
I believe in a strong court system. I do think, however, that that an arbiter could compete in that arena.
But who's going to enforce the legal judgment? Who's going to enforce that legal judgment?
Well, do you think that courts do much enforcing at this point?
Well, they have enforcement laws. They do,
and you can go after and you can put liens and that
I'm
kind of
saying,
thing. But I would enforce it in the same way that it's enforced now, Lou.
No, it's not. You're not going to have anyone to enforce the laws. You're going to have to go out and do it yourself. You'll have vigilante justice.
Oh, no. Lou, you think that that Ian and I have the same political beliefs, and we don't.
No, I know you don't. I know that
okay.
Ian is the extremist, and you're the more moderate.
Right, and I would, the same enforcement that goes on, currently, when you get a summary judgment from a court, is the same sort of enforcement that would, that would go on when you believe something's been done wrong with you in this particular case. I just don't think we need a bunch of regulations and governing bodies for bureaucrats.
With all due respect, I think when it comes to the financial market in Wall Street, I think you're very naive to think that these crooks are going to enforce themselves without having the SEC or somebody else looking over their shoulder.
What makes you think...
Why would you get into business with these people if you believe that they're crooks?
No, I deal with mutual funds.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't deal with Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley. But
what makes you think, Lou, that the FEC and the rest of the government organizations are untouchable by these crooks that you're talking about? What makes you think the crooks can't get their cronies in the positions of power?
It's a matter of having one gang of crooks watching the other gang
of
crooks.
No, it's a matter of having rose-colored glasses on. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Now, to answer his question about how it would be handled if a company was found to have been doing something scummy with somebody's money, clearly, if it was a government court situation, you could take it there. And with arbitrators, if it was an arbitration situation, they found in favor of the person that brought the case, that company would be required to pay that person back restitution. And if they didn't, then their reputation would be ruined. If you got word that Merrill Lynch, just using, not making a 19th century, just as an example, if you got word that they were unscrupulous, that if you got word that they were untrustworthy, you wouldn't go and put your money with them, would you? If you saw news reports that said, well, we've uncovered evidence that shows
that
so-and-so company's been ripping you off, well, there goes their business. Let the marketplace decide. Let consumers withhold their money and punish these companies by not buying their products and services anymore. If you don't buy their products and services, they go out of business. 1-800-259-9231. And that's if they don't pay the restitution, which they would do if they wanted to save their reputation. Hour 3's coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Doctors.